Good morning. Picking off where we left off in Chayotim Klal Amid Aleph, the Halachas of Kavod Svarim. So in the Sefer Kinzei Kodesh, at the end of Perek Beis, he brings that part of Kavod Svarim is to put them back after you person used them. So this is a quote actually from the Lev Elio. So it's interesting to quote a Musar Sefer in the context of Halacha, but he does bring that an example of this, the extent where it becomes a problem, a person takes one sefer out and he leaves it in his table, that's not considered a bizoin to the sefer. You start getting multiple svarim lying around haphazardly, so in some sense it's a lack of derech eretz to the svarim. It's like, you know, just let these piles of svarim just range and hang there, and so that is the level where it's clear that it would be considered derech bizoin. So just like you mentioned, that if I see a swarm on the ground, that's considered to be zoned to the sefer, and I need to address that. So Bishop Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in his Sefer Samas Chaim says that if a person sees swarm in that situation, he comes into a shul, there's like swarm strewn around, and it clearly looks like it's a lack of respect for the swarm. He should interrupt what he's doing, even though he wants to sit down and learn. He would be, it's appropriate that a person should, instead of doing that, a person should address this in Seder Mitzvah, which is the actual Asa Zayin Echerim. Right now, you're the person who's able to address this right now. You're with you to address it. Okay, continuing in this issue of Mizoyin to the Sefer. So, using a Sefer for your person's personal purposes would be considered a element of Bizoyan. So if I want to use the Sefer to block the sun, I'm learning, and it's in the, or I'm and there's sun coming down on me, so I want to pick up the Sefer to block the sun. But I put it in front to block the sun. I want to use it to hide something I'm doing, you know. Good old high school technique. You put the book in front and people can't see what you're doing, and you're hiding. So, different uses of that. So the Taz says that a person cannot use a sefer for the purpose of being megan on what he's doing. If it's for the purpose of learning, the sun is coming down on me and it's difficult to learn. So I'm allowed to use it if I don't have another option. The Mishabura quotes this in Siman Kuf Nundalad, Sif Kotin Chav Dalad. And so he says that, so the Chayonim in Siman Ches talks about this issue being Mishtamish with Sefer L'Nosoi. And he says that he remains with the Tzarachian if that's going to be permitted. But the Mishabura passing to Lachal Maisa, that is going to be permitted to, if you don't have another option, to raise a sefer. If a sefer is already placed there, I want to put the sefer on top to get the extra height. That is permitted. To move the sefer for the purpose of getting the extra height, that is machlokes, whether a person is allowed to do that or not, to move the sefer in order to get that extra height. And a person preferably should not do that. So then the Chayonim said to put a sefer underneath his yesh lahat there. But if there is another sefer there, everybody holds that it's mutter. So this is the machlokes, whether that's permitted or not. The Taz says it's also to move it there for that purpose. The Magen Rama allows you to move it there for that purpose. But if it's already there, for sure it's permitted. The Chayyim does paskin that, like the opinion of the Magen Rama, that a person is even allowed to move it there for the purpose that's going to help for your learning, that he feels that is permitted. Taking a safer to hit it, to make a loud noise, common. I saw this once actually. So you want to make a clap on the bima. The guy wants to make a clap on the bima to announce some part of davening, that the yalla b'yalla or something. So he gives a clap. So when you hit directly onto the bima, it has one level of sound. If you put a sefer in between, and then you bang the sefer on top of the bima, it's even louder. So this Gabbai grabbed the sitter, put it down in the middle of the bima, and whacked the sitter on top of the bima to make it loudly a louder sound. So a person should not do that. And again, the Makor Chaim from the Chavos Yoreh says in Siman Samachtes that it's considered derech bizoyin to do such a thing, and that's considered he's using the sefer as a vehicle to make music or to make a sound. So that's an inappropriate usage for the sefer, and that is not permitted. We will continue the shiur tomorrow. You all have a good day.